Hey, everybody, before we get to my guest this week, I'm going to be at Bananas Comedy Club September 27th and 28th in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. So if you're in the tri-state area, come on out, see some shows. Always a lot of fun. Everybody gets bananas. That's a lie. But it's a great club. Audience is always great. Staff is cool. September 27th and 28th, Bananas Comedy Club. You can go online and get tickets Friday and Saturday night, Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. I had a lousy weekend because my New England Patriots won. Yes, I'm a Patriots fan, and I wanted them to lose because I don't like Antonio Brown. He played, and I was hoping they'd have a bad game because of him, and then he would be kicked off the team and then kicked out of the human race, but I was wrong. They won 43-0, and Antonio Brown, I didn't think he was going to do much. At the beginning of the game, he looked winded. It looked like he was carrying the weight of a civil lawsuit on his back, but that's just me. So they won. He'll come out looking like a hero. And the moral of the story is be a jerk. You get millions of dollars. Don't like your helmet. Abuse women. You know, whatever. I'm going to go out and be a jerk. I don't even know how to be a jerk. I guess I can. It's not that hard to be a jerk. Anyway, go be a jerk. You'll make a lot of money. My guest this week, very funny actress, Jillian Bell. You know her from the Comedy Central series Workaholics, the movie 22 Jump Street. She's got a new movie out. Brittany runs a marathon. Really cool conversation with her about how she started improv at the age of 8. Yes, 8. Great story. And what improv does for her in terms of her acting and working with Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Really fun interview. Really cool person. So enjoy that. And hope to see you at Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey at Bananas Comedy Club September 27th and 28th. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. This week, my guest... someone whose work I've really been a fan of. She had a recurring role as Jillian Belk on Workaholics and on the final episode. The final season of Eastbound and Down, which is a really, really funny series. And she's been in 22 Jump Street and now has a really cool new movie out called Brittany Runs a Marathon. And it's Jillian Bell. How's it going, Jillian? Great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Absolutely. I want to talk about the movie in just a second, but there's something really interesting about you, that you started doing improv at the age of 8.
Yes, very true. I was born and raised in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And I definitely wanted the spotlight at a very young age. And my mom and dad put me in ballet classes, and that was definitely not a fit. And then they heard about some improv classes for kids, and I went and I fell in love with it. Most of the kids there were there because they were sort of shy and needed to come out of their shell. And I was definitely not one of those kids. I was all about the improv world as soon as I entered it.
And what was it about that clicked for you?
I loved using my imagination. I loved making up characters and funny scenes. And I was in love with it. I watched SNL and In Living Color at a very young age and just thought that's what I want to do with my life, is create odd, weird women. And I've been really lucky to be able to do that.
And not that you're tapping into your own life or anything like that, right? It's all completely made up, right?
Completely made up. Very normal.
Yeah, I think we're all a little bit crazy to be doing this, but that's a good crazy. Were you making, like, as you got a little older, like I had a previous career. I was like a lawyer, and then I just got bitten by this bug. I always loved comedy, so I started writing comedy, and then I started writing comedy sketches.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I was working on Wall Street, and it was kind of in me. And for a long time, I thought that I picked it, but it's cliche, but it really did pick me, because I kept saying, well, this is just stupid, I'm going to stop, and then I couldn't stop, and then I started making short films. And did you find the same thing? Not that I assume you weren't telling yourself you're not going to do it as a career, but were you being told this can't be a career? And were you doing other things in the art form, like making short films and that kind of thing?
I had very wonderful supportive parents. My dad definitely wanted me to go to college. That was probably the one thing that he was sort of, he wasn't like upset about it, but he was bummed that I didn't go that route. And then, but I knew I had to be out in LA and really trying for it. And it takes a while. For some people, I guess they have that rare story of, I came out and I booked my first job in the first week, but I did not have that Ashton Kutcher type of story. I was here at 18 and I got my first job when I was 24 in the industry. But I always wanted to do it. It wasn't until I was 18 that somebody had said to me, well, what if it doesn't work? What are you going to do? And I thought, oh, well, I have never thought about that. I've never had a backup. I just always really like making people laugh. And I hope that I'd be able to do it. And I've been very, very lucky so far to be involved.
Well, do you think those 6 years, I personally think those 6 years that, you know, you had the quote unquote struggle, whatever the word is actually a good thing. I would imagine it makes you auditioner, a better actress, it just hardens you a little bit in a good way. Did you find that?
Yeah, it made me a better person too, to not just come out and immediately get the thing that I wanted the most. It made me work harder. And it made me, you know, I'm a pretty humble person, but it made me even more humble and realize that this is, if you get the opportunity to get in front of people and get to do what you love to do, that you're truly, it's mostly about luck. And a little bit about talent. So I'm very thankful to be in this position now.
Yeah, well, you're probably being modest. You do need to have that talent when the luck opportunity comes along, which you totally have. I mean, I want to talk about Curb in a minute, but the film is really interesting. It's sort of about this 27-year-old woman, single, who's kind of, and you correct me if I'm wrong, sort of reassessing her life and sort of gets inspired to kind of try to live a different life. Tell people a little bit more about it and what effect, if any, did making the film have on you personally?
The movie is, I mean, that was a perfect setup for the movie. It's about someone who, you know, is in her late 20s and she feels like, due to the things around her and social media, she feels like she's not making the most of her life. And she is a bit of a party girl. She goes to the doctor to score some Adderall and instead gets some news about health concerns. And so she goes on her first run and she decides to sort of push herself and see if she can try to run the New York City Marathon. And it's about not just her training for the marathon, but really her growing up as a human being. And it's interesting because we thought, you know, maybe this will be sort of targeted to millennial women. And as we've been screening it, men and women of all ages have been coming up and saying, oh, thank you for making this movie. I feel very seen. This is the first film I've ever seen where I thought I am this person. And it's cool to hear it from women and men too. Yeah. But yeah. And to answer your other question, it did change my life. You know, after I did this movie, I thought, well, you know, I just played this character for a long period of time and was prepping for the character for a long period of time of, you know, playing someone who sees what society has to say about her and then ultimately ends up thinking, well, F that. I'm going to kind of figure out what I want to feel and what my values are and what I want to do for me. And I thought, well, that's a beautiful message and I should apply that to my real life. And I sort of sat with myself and thought, I'm going to try to be kinder. I've went through a lot of years where I have made myself the butt of the joke or not thought I was capable of doing things because of what other people have told me I wasn't capable of doing. And I sort of thought, well, what would it feel like if I kind of just took my life back and tried to be a better me.
A better you for you. You know, it's funny because I've been talking to somebody as I've been working on that with me. And, you know, what he's been saying to me is, first of all, and off air, I can refer you to this guy if you want. But first of all, you know, you got to stop living in the past. Your past is your past and it's about the present and your future is what you do in the present. And secondly, you really can make You can write the script about what's going on with you any way you want. Why do you have to write it negatively, which I tend to do sometimes, you know? And you can...
Yeah,
and,
you're the star of your own movie, right?
Yeah. Like
you
one,
are.
Yeah, like one time I sent them like a... What, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Genre, that is.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, it's so simple, but it's so hard too, especially in a business where...
You're
the product, and you know it
exactly. Hard. You're vulnerable constantly.
It's
so interesting because, you know, as someone I acted in this movie and I also produced it. And as a producer, you want to look up all the reviews and see everything, and everything for the most part has been really positive, which is wonderful and doesn't always happen. But as an actress, you don't always want to see everything because you're incredibly vulnerable as the president of your own company, because if someone's, you know, poo-pooing your company, it's you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why you got to get married, because then you have your spouse read all that stuff for you. That's what I have my wife do.
My sister does that for me.
I go, do I want to see it? She goes, yeah, you want to see it. And then she lets me see it. So,
yeah.
In some ways, if I read this correctly, this movie was inspired by real events. I mean, like by the writer director. What were those events that sort of led to this?
So in Paul Downs Colezo, that's our the writer director. When his mid-20s, he ended up living with Brittany. They went to college together. There's a real Brittany O'Neill, and. And Brittany was always down to be the butt of the joke and be the, you know, basically like the adult class clown. And he said that one day she decided to pursue this goal very earnestly of going for her first run. And he thought, well, there's tension in that, and that's something people can probably relate to. And there's something interesting in that, is someone who always makes their life very silly doing something earnestly for the first time. And with that, he wrote the outline for the movie, and he didn't tell her about it. And then a few months later, he said, I don't know whether or not to tell you I'm writing a movie about your life. And she said, what's it called? And he said, Brittany Runs a Marathon. And she said, what time do I run it in? And he said, well, I'm not sure yet if you're going to run it or not. But we'll see. I haven't written it yet. And he used it as the inspiration. And then a lot of the other characters were not in the real Brittany's life, and he created. So there's elements of her DNA is all over it, but it's Paul added these other characters. And then from there we created Brittany, Fogler, the character that I play in the movie from that.
Wow. That's the best stuff when it comes from real life. I'm sure that's a big reason people are relating to it, because it really does reflect how a lot of people are feeling and living their life. On Curb Your Enthusiasm, I just love the show. I love Larry. I think he's brilliant. I think you were so great in it. My understanding, is it right that he sort of gives you an outline of the scene and where he wants us to start and end, and you kind of just go from there as improvisationally? Is that how you worked with him?
And they don't want you to pre-plan anything. So they don't give you the outline. You show up to set, they say, they're ready for you. You walk up and the camera guys are already holding the cameras. In most cases they were. I had a really big scene in that where I was going in to talk to Larry and Jerry Seinfeld, and I basically was quitting, but I had like 8 things I had to get out within that scene. And they told me right before I walked in the room, and the cameras were already rolling, and they're like, you got it? And I'm like, let's try. And I walked in and we did a take of that. And they're like, oh, I love all of this. Lose this part and add these 3 things. And then let's go again. And it was really just fly by the seat of your pants.
You didn't feel overwhelmed at all in sort of having to get all of that stuff out?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I was 24, so I probably had a little bit of just like, well, who knows? Like, and I'm just trying. It was my second job ever in the industry. And I was a big fan of the show. My dad loved the show so much. And I just thought, well, you know, I can either get very nervous and biff this, or I can just confidently call him Larry over and over again to feign confidence and just go with it.
That's awesome.
That's what I tried to do.
Yeah. Well, you're great in it. Well, the movie's terrific and obviously it's really impacting people. Brittany Runs a Marathon. It's in theaters now and, really continued success. You do really great work. I've been a big fan. So it's great to have you on.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you.
All right. There you go. Jillian Bell. Really nice. I liked her a lot. She's very funny. Go check out her movie and come check me out September 27th and 28th at Bananas Comedy Club in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. You can go online, Bananas Comedy Club, and get tickets. Hope to see you that weekend, September 27th and 28th. All right, folks. See you next week.